感谢神，我们今天在今天这个主日，我们继续来思想神的话语。
Thank God, this Sunday we continue to study the Word of God.
好，我们今天还是继续来思想《使徒行传》。
We continue to study the Book of Acts.
好，我们请弟兄姊妹起立，我们一起来读屏幕上圣经的经文。
Let's read together the scripture on the screen.
使徒行传十二章一节起。那时，希律王下手苦害教会中的几个人，用刀杀了约翰的哥哥雅各。他见犹太人喜欢这事，又去捉拿彼得。那时正是除教的日子。希律拿了彼得，收在监里，交付四班兵丁看守，每班四个人，意思要在逾越节后把他提出来，当着百姓办他。于是彼得被囚在监里，教会却为他切切地祷告神。希律将要提他出来的前一夜，彼得被两条铁链锁着，睡在两个兵丁当中，看守的人也在门外看守。忽然有主的使者站在旁边，屋里有光照耀，天使拍彼得的肋旁，拍醒了他，说：快快起来！那铁链就从他手上脱落下来。天使对他说：束上带子，穿上鞋。他就那样做。天使又说：披上外衣，跟着我来。彼得就出来跟着他，不知道天使所做的是真的，只当见了异象。过了第一层、第二层监牢，就来到临街的铁门，那门自己开了。他们出来走过一条街，天使便离开他去了。彼得醒悟过来，说：我实在真知道主差遣他的使者救我脱离希律的手和犹太百姓一切所盼望的。感谢神，我们圣经的经文就读到这里，我们来祷告。
Let's pray。
我们在天上的阿爸父，我们感谢你，感谢你把你的话语借着圣经赐给我们。
Heavenly Father, we thank you. We thank you for the Bible. You gave us your word.
你的话语就是我们脚前的灯，路上的光，照亮我们，不让我们落到黑暗当中。
Your word is light upon paths, lamp upon paths.
我们这样的祷告，奉主耶稣基督圣名。
Such a prayer in the name of Christ.
Amen. 好，弟兄姊妹，请坐。
Please be seated.
在我们刚才所读的经文当中，我们会看见希律王逼迫教会。
And in the scripture we just read, we can see the King Hero actually persecuted the church.
我们知道那个时候教会呢，事实上也可以说是刚刚诞生不久。
And at that time we can see church was just born.
然后希律王杀害很多的基督徒那甚至呢把雅各使徒十二使徒当中的一个杀死，然后把彼得又抓到监牢里。
And we can see King Hero actually persecuted the church, and he killed a lot of people from the church, include James, that the brother of John, and also put Peter in prison.
我们知道那个时候彼得可以说是教会的领袖。
And at that time, Peter, of course, is the leader of the church.
所以我们可以知道这对当时教会的打击是非常非常大的。
So we can see this is a big threat and to the church.
然后当时的教会的弟兄姊妹，他们也是心里非常的悲痛。
And of course, brothers and sisters, church are very sad and troubled.
他们为彼得恒切的祷告。
And they pray for Peter honestly.
那么这一次，就是希律王把彼得抓过来，他是看守的特别特别严密的。
And we can see that when King Hero actually captured Peter, and he actually put very strict guard over him.
我们知道这不是彼得第一次被抓了，他已经这是第三次被抓了。
Of course, we know this is not the first time that Peter was captured, and it's the third time.
在上一次被抓，彼得就是被神搭救从监牢里出来。
And the previous time that Peter was put in prison, and God saved him out of the prison.
那么这一次，希律王说：“我这一次就要把彼得严严的看守，就是十六个人分四班。”而且彼得还是锁着铁链的。
So this time Hero said, okay, I gotta watch him closely. So 16 people and divide by four group and watch them day and night.
然后彼得晚上睡觉的时候，我们刚才在经文中看到，左边一个罗马士兵，右边一个罗马士兵。
And the scripture also says, why even the Peter sleep, there's a two Roman soldier actually by him.
所以我们可以看见，希律王下了非常大的决心，就是一定要把彼得当众杀死。为什么呢？因为他觉得，哎呀，你看犹太人民很喜欢呢。
So basically, King Herod actually made a determination that he really want to kill.Execute Peter publicly. Why? Because the scripture says he saw Jews like it.
所以当时他们的政治制度如果是投票的话，那希律王一定会得很多票。
So if their political system at that time is by vote, and by doing this, he probably got lots of vote.
所以其实我们可以从这里看见，初期的教会他们是。常常面临这种非常残酷的逼迫的，来自于当时的政权，来自于当时的世人。
And so we can see at the early church, this is very normal for them to face the persecution from the authority and from the society.
那么其实圣经也告诉我们，其实不仅仅是当时初期教会是这样的，那么圣经告诉我们，哪怕直到今天，只要我们真正信靠神的人都会受逼迫。
But it's not only church, early church, but even today, Bible also teaches all those who trust Jesus Christ will be persecuted as well.
我们一起看屏幕上的经文，我们一起来读提摩太后书的三章十二节。
Let's read the scripture on the screen together.
好，提摩太后书三章十二节起。不但如此，凡立志在基督耶稣里敬虔度日的也都要受逼迫。所以我们不要觉得啊，基督徒受逼迫好像只有是两千年前初期教会才会这样，不是的，一直到今天一直就是这样。
So we do not want to mistake and think the persecution of Jesus, a Christian is just 2,000 years ago. It's not, and it's through the history. Until today, it's always the same.
主耶稣告诉我们，世人为什么会恨恶基督徒呢？主耶稣说，世人若恨你们，恨你们以先已经恨我了。
And Jesus made it clear why the world hates you, Christian, because before they hate you, they already hate me.
你们若属世界，世界必爱属自己的。只因你们不属世界，乃是我从世界中拣选了你们，所以世界就恨你们。
And Jesus further explained, if you are of the world, then the world will love those who are of the world. But because you are not of the world, I chose you, so the world hates you.
所以基督徒被世界所仇视，被世界所不喜欢、厌恶，甚至逼迫，这是一件常态，这是件正常的事情。
So the Christian that be persecuted, be hated by the world is a normal.
那么耶稣说呢，其实世人厌恶基督徒跟厌恶耶稣其实是同一个理由。
And also, it basically Jesus put out the world hates Christian is the same reason world hates him.
因为主耶稣和他的门徒不属于这个世界。
Because Jesus and his disciples do not belong to this world, not of the world.
我们会看见今天这个世界其实是很多时候是黑白颠倒，是非不分的。
So if we look at this world today, there is completely upside down with good and evil.
在几年前我们在那个大选的时候，我常常听到一句话，因为有些参加竞选的人、候选的人，那确实是非常非常糟糕的，那各种丑闻啊，什么东西。
And in several years ago in the campaign, we also often hear this saying, because of some of the candidates are truly, there's a lot of scandals.
但是有人就说，哎，他是有很多问题，他是有很多丑闻，他是一个混蛋，但是他是我们的混蛋。
And so this saying basically said is that yes, this candidate has a lot of scandals and is a bastard, but it is our bastard.
我们还是支持他，还是投票。
And we'll support him and vote for him.
不分美丑，不分是非，不分善恶，他是我的人。
There's no discern of good, evil, beauty and ugly, and as long as he's my people.
耶稣说了，基督徒主耶稣不属于这个世界。
And Jesus said, "Christian himself is not of the world."
所以世界不会喜欢这样的人。
So the world do not like.
那不是我们的人呐。
It's not ours.
那么圣经说主耶稣是这世上的光，当光来到世界上，但是世界却不接受光。
And the Bible also teaches that Jesus is the light of the world. When the light comes to this world, but this world do not receive the light.
约翰福音三章十九到二十节，光来到世间，世人因自己的行为是恶的，不爱光，倒爱黑暗，定他们的罪就是在此。凡作恶的便恨光，并不来救光，恐怕他的行为受责备。
And John further explained in the Gospel of John 3:19-20, as you see on the screen.
所以耶稣来到世界上，其实是被世人所厌恶的。
So we can see that Jesus come to this world, he is hated by this world.
哪怕耶稣什么都不做，什么都不说，耶稣基督在那个地方，耶稣基督在人的眼前出现，其实人们就很讨厌他，因为显明人身上的黑暗和败坏。
Even Jesus don't say anything, don't do anything, just his very presence well hated by people because his presence shows the darkness of this world.
那更何况耶稣还常常指出人的罪，让人认罪悔改。
Of course, furthermore, Jesus often point out the sin of the people, ask people to repent.
那么主耶稣也说呢，凡信靠跟从他的人，他的门徒也是世上的光。
And Jesus also said, for those who trust him and follow him, his disciples, they should be the light of the world too.
然后圣经更是告诉我们，我们信靠主耶稣基督的人，我们神的儿女，我们就要把这个光在这个世界上显明出来。
And Bible further teaches us, for those who trust him as the children of God, need to manifest such a light.In this world.
当然了，世人怎样的拒绝耶稣，拒绝这世界上的光，世人也会讨厌基督徒，因为基督徒也是世上的光。
So, however, how the world hate the light, hate Jesus Christ, the same way they will hate this Christian if we truly serve as the light of the world.
但是基督徒会不会因为世人不喜欢我们，我们就把我们的光藏起来呢？
But should we just because the world don't like us, should we just hide us?
当然，我们不能这样。
Of course, we shouldn't.
这就是为什么雅各不愿意藏起他世上的光的身份，所以他就被杀。
That's the reason why James, the brother of John, being killed because he don't want to hide. He is the light.
这就是为什么彼得他不愿意藏起他身上基督徒的光，他就被抓。
That is the reason that Peter was captured, because he don't want to hide his light.
斯布真牧师曾经说过这样的一句话，斯布真弟兄曾经说过这样的一句话：基督徒啊，你当作被世界讨厌的人。
Charles Spurgeon actually said this: as a Christian, you need to become a person that hated by this world.
这是多么奇怪的话！我们今天没有很怎么会有人讲这样的话？你要做被世人讨厌的人。
So you think this is a very strange saying and ask you to become a person hated by this.
我们今天就是我们都喜欢做被别人喜欢的人，是不是？
And today so many people we want to loved by the world.
我们希望别人在我们的社交媒体上点赞啊，这个我们都喜欢。
In our social media we would love to have some up.
但是呢，耶稣说，当世人都说你好的时候，你有祸了。
And about Jesus' teaching, he says, "Everyone say you're good in this world."
就是你会被很多很多人喜欢，你被很多很多人称赞。耶稣提醒我们要小心哦。
If you're loved by a lot of people, you're praised by a lot of people. Jesus' teachings, you gotta be careful.
所以斯布真其实是把主耶稣基督的话用另外一种方法表达。
So basically, Charles Spurgeon basically speak the word of Jesus Christ, but expressing kind of different way.
就基督徒啊，你当作被世界讨厌的人。
Christian become a person that hated by this world.
基督徒是世上的盐，世上的光，光不能隐藏，盐不能失味。
And a Christian is a light of and a salt of this world. Light, you cannot hide light, and you cannot let salt lose its taste.
如果光被隐藏起来，盐的味道失去了。可能会被人家接纳，被人家喜欢，没有那么的耀眼，没有那么刺激人。但是神说没有用处，丢在外面去了。
If the light being hidden and if the salt lost its taste and maybe could be accepted by more people because it's not so challenging or so kind of warning. But Jesus said, well, if that's the case, those are useless and they got to be cast out.
毫无疑问，为主殉道的雅各，使徒雅各，被抓的彼得，他们都是被世人不喜欢的人。
Of course, we can see that James was killed here, and or Peter was captured here. They are the person that are not loved by this world.
所以圣经让我们看见，这个希律王，他是看见，犹太人喜欢看到这些基督徒被抓被杀，他是为了取悦民意，他是为了讨人民的喜欢，所以他就把这基督徒抓起来杀掉。
So we can see the King Herod actually that the Bible said is because he saw Jews that pleased by his action of kill Christian or captured Christian. He want to please the people, so he doing this.
那么，当看这段经文的时候呢，很多时候我们会有这样的疑问：那为什么神就不拯救雅各呢？雅各就被杀，神为什么就拯救彼得呢？是不是上帝偏心呢、啊？不公平呢
？So the other things we're going to pay attention when we read the scripture. Sometimes we come to this thought: Why God saved Peter, but in this event, but God didn't save James? Did God show partiality at that time?
当我们从人来看哈，一个人被杀，那当然是非常悲惨了。非常就是让人遗憾伤心的一件事情。那这一个人死里逃生，那当然是好事了。我们人是这样看。
Of course, from Earth's view, that a person be killed, died, is a very bad thing, and a person escape from prison, it's a good thing.
但是呢，我们如果从圣经中来看呢，其实一个信神的人离世、离开世界，或者就是在世人眼中看死了，在神来看。并不是一件遗憾伤心的事情。
But from the Bible, a person who trusts God that if you will leave this world or just blankly you died in the world, in God's view, it's not bad thing.
我把屏幕上的经文给大家读一下哈，大家可以看到屏幕上的经文。
I read some scripture you can look on the screen.
雅各书一章十二节，忍受试探的人是有福了。因为他经过试验以后必得生命的冠冕，这是主应许给那些爱他之人的。启示录二章十节，你将要受到的苦你不用怕，魔鬼要把你们中间几个人下到监里，叫你们被试炼，你们必受患难十日，你们务要至死忠心，我就赐给你那生命的冠冕。所以有些信靠神的人，他们因为信心的缘故，他们不愿意放弃他们的信仰，他们要持守见证主耶稣基督的名，结果他们遭遇可怕的试炼，甚至被杀害。
So we can see here the Christian, for those who want to hold the testimony of Jesus Christ, they don't want to give in, so they will suffer a very harsh trial in their life.
那么甚至他们被杀，但是上帝说：“你们不要害怕，这是你们得冠冕的时候。”
Even they can be killed, but God said, "Do not be afraid. This is the moment you will receive your crown."
所以毫无疑问，雅各就是那对主耶稣基督至死忠心的那个信徒。
And there's no question, James here we're talking about. He is the person who would be faithful to Jesus Christ till his death.
但是当他被杀的时候。在人看来，在弟兄姊妹看来，确实是让人很伤心、很悲痛的一件事情。但是在神看，这是雅各他得冠冕的时候。雅各在他自己心中，他也知道这是他得荣耀的时刻。
And when the moment he was killed in this earth view, or even the brother and sister's heart, it's a sad thing. That's true. But in God's sight, it is the moment that he received the crown. And even in James himself, he knows. This is the moment he received the crown.
提摩太后书的四章六到八节，我给大家读一下，大家可以看到屏幕上的经文。我现在被交奠，我离世的时候到了，那美好的仗我已经打过了，当跑的路我已经跑尽了，所信的道我已经守住了，从此以后有公义的冠冕为我存留，就是按着公义审判的主，到了那日要赐给我的，不但赐给我，也赐给凡爱慕他显现的人。启示录十四章十三节，我听见从天上有声音说，你要写下从今以后在主里面而死的人有福了。圣灵说，是的，他们息了自己的劳苦，做工的果效也随着他们。在耶稣基督里，因着信靠主耶稣基督，信主耶稣基督的人死了，圣经说什么？有福了。天使说有福了。
And for those who trust in Jesus Christ, and if he died, what the Bible said here is a blessed.
他们息了自己在世上的劳苦。
Because they rest their labor in this world.
他们积攒了财宝在天上，他们做工的果效一直随着他们，直到永远。
And they gather the treasure in the heaven, the labor of their work. The effect of the labor of work be with them till forever and ever.
所以呢，当我们知道，一个信靠耶稣的人，为他信心的缘故，哪怕是为主殉道，那事实上，在人看确实是伤痛伤心的事情，但是我们要知道，事实上这是他生命荣耀的时刻，得冠冕的时刻。
So for a person who trusts Jesus Christ, even at the moment for his faith he died, it is a sad moment, but in his heart he knows this is a moment of glory.
所以我们不能说上帝只搭救彼得，没有搭救雅各，上帝好像偏爱彼得，我们不能这样讲。
So we cannot say that God saved Peter at that event, and that God didn't save James, and God shows his partiality, but we cannot say that way.
上帝让彼得更早地得到他生命的冠冕。
God let James earlier.
让 James, 让雅各，对不起。
God let James actually get his crown earlier than Peter.
上帝让彼得，你再等等，你再等等。
And God actually let Peter wait for a while.
所以无论是神没有把雅各从这个西律王手中搭救出来，还是神搭救了彼得，无论上帝怎样对待他这两位忠心的仆人，其实并不是说上帝偏心。
And we can see God treated these two servants, his two faithful servants, how the one delivered from the hand of a king Hero, one killed by the king Hero, it didn't show any partiality from God's side.
上帝只是给他的忠心的仆人，给他的百姓加添他们的信心，让他们在这个世界上可以完成他们生命的使命。雅各那个时候完成了。
And God gave his people, just gave them the strength to do whatever the mission that God gave them to do. At that time, James did his mission.
那彼得还没有完成，所以上帝就让彼得留在这个世界上。你再去跑你当跑的路，你再去打你当打的仗。
Peter at that time hasn't completed his mission yet. So God leave him on this earth, continue to fight his fight.And to run his course.
那么，帖撒罗尼迦前书的四章十三到十四节，圣经这样来安慰我们。我给大家读一下，大家可以看到屏幕的经文。
And look at the screen how God comfort those people who died in Christ.
论到睡了的人，我们不愿意弟兄们不知道，恐怕你们忧伤，像那些没有指望的人一样，我们若信耶稣死而复活了，那已经在耶稣里睡了的人，神也必将他们同与耶稣一同带来。所以雅各为主殉道确实是让人很伤心很难过的一件事情，但圣经安慰我们不要太难过，不要太伤心，因为就像主耶稣从死里复活一样，雅各也会从死里复活，而且再来的主耶稣会把雅各再带到弟兄姊妹眼前。
So here we can see James when he killed by the king Hero. It is a sorrowful moment, but Bible teaches us do not be too sorrowful because Bible said that he will resurrect Jesus Christ. And then when Jesus Christ come, he will bring James with him to the brothers and sisters.
所以无论是雅各无论是彼得，他们其实都有一样的使命，就是他们在这个世界上，他们要完成神所托付他们的使命。无论他们最后的结局是为主殉道，还是呢继续在这个世上为主做工传福音，他们都是要完成上帝托付他们的使命。
So both James and Peter, they have the one thing in common is they have to complete the mission that God gave to them. Whether they will die for their faith or they continue to preach the gospel.
那么基督徒呢的人生使命是什么呢？就是荣耀神。
So our mission as a Christian, our life is to glorify God.
雅各通过他的死为主殉道，他荣耀主耶稣基督的名。
James completed his glorified Jesus Christ through his death.
在我们上次主日信息当中呢，我提到在我以前教会的一个年轻的姊妹就是得骨癌的那个年轻的姊妹，那么她在她这个病房里面，她是骨癌晚期。他跟其他的病人不一样他非常的喜乐。
And last Sunday, I mentioned one of the sisters in our previous church, and she had a terminal bone cancer, and in the hospital, she's very joyful and bear the witness for God, for Jesus.
因为他说哇，我找到一个好机会给人传福音，而且这些人很愿意听福音。这些人什么人？就是病房跟他一样。得骨癌的病友。
So she was very joyful because she sees this opportunity that she will be able to preach the gospel with the people in the hospital which has the same situation like her.
而且这些人很愿意听福音，然后他就教他的病友来唱赞美诗，给他的病友来传福音。
And those patients actually is very much willing to hear the gospel, and she teaches them, she taught them how to kind of sing the hymn.
然后最后年轻的姊妹最后还是离世死去，被主接回天家。
And this sister, of course, eventually was took by God to go back to heaven.
但是她的死荣耀了耶稣基督的名，她那些病友都记得她。她说：“这个小女孩，那真是一个信耶稣的人呐。”
But her death actually glorified the name of Jesus Christ, or her.A patient friend remembered her and said, "Well, this little girl is really a Christian."
所以基督徒的信心，基督徒对主耶稣的信心，能够给主耶稣基督的名带去荣耀。
So the faith of a Christian towards Jesus Christ can bring the glory to Jesus Christ.
因为主耶稣值得这个基督徒如此的去信任他。
Because Jesus is worthy of this Christian to trust him in that way.
所以基督徒的死可以荣耀神，基督徒的生在这个世界上一样可以荣耀神。就像彼得，上帝没有让他死，上帝把他留下来，他一样可以荣耀神。
So death of a Christian can glorify God, and the living of a Christian also can glorify God.
我们在彼得，我们来看经文，我们回想刚才所读的经文，我们就会发现一个很有意思的事情就是彼得在那天晚上他睡得特别香甜。
And let's see how Peter is living is because that night, through the scripture we just read, and he was sleep in the prison, but he was sleep very sweetly.
以至于那个神的使者要把他叫醒很不容易，他就像一个爱睡懒觉的孩子一样。我看那个经文，我就想起有的时候我叫我的女儿早上起来上学就是这样的，要叫半天的。
And even the angel actually is hard to wake him up. Just when I look at the scripture, I was thinking when the parents wake up the kid, it's hard to wake them up. Just like often I try to wake up my daughter in the morning.
其实当我们来思想这件事情，我们觉得很有意思彼得知道他要死第二天他就要被当众处决，他知道，因为雅各已经被杀了。
And we think about this is very something we can think about it is because Peter knows he's going to be executed tomorrow because James already being executed.
而且彼得也知道他是绝对逃不掉的，他这一次关他不像上一次关他，这一次关他是严严的看守
And also Peter knows this time it's hard to escape because this time it's not like last time and he will actually put so many people watching.
然后他居然还安睡在那里。
And but he sleeps soundly.
第二天就死了，然后他想，我做了什么错事？我做了什么罪？我犯了什么罪？我应该这样的。他难道没有一点抱怨？难道没有一点委屈吗？他难道没有说，主耶稣基督，我顺服你的旨意，我传福音，但是你看我现在遭遇什么？
And the second day is going to die, but it seems he's not like a complain or concern about what happened to him. Did I do anything wrong? And I complain to Jesus, hey, I did what you said, see what I'm in.
其实看到彼得这个经历啊，让我们想起圣经中另外一个上帝的仆人啊，施洗约翰。
And look at this, Peter's situation, remind another one, servant of God, which is John the Baptist.
那么施洗约翰跟彼得有相似的地方，首先他们都是上帝忠心的仆人了。
And the John the Baptist, and there's something same as the Peter, because they are all faithful servants of God.
那他们都有相同的经历，他们都被关到监牢里面，面临死刑的判决。
And they have the same experience, but they are all captured in the prison, and they are facing the execution.
但是在监牢里面，他们两个人的反应不一样。
But they're slightly different in the reaction when they're in the prison.
那彼得是睡得香甜，叫都叫不醒，很难叫醒。
And Peter falls in sleep soundly.
那施洗约翰呢？
And how about John the Baptist?
他在监牢里，他有不安的，他有疑惑。
And John the Baptist, actually, when he was in prison, he has some question or confusion.
他说，你看，我做主耶稣基督忠心的开路先锋，但是你看，我现在被关到监牢里面，耶稣还在外面去行了很多的神迹。
And so he will think about, I, as the pioneer for the Jesus Christ, and now I'm captured in the prison, but Jesus is still outside to perform all kinds of miracles.
然后施洗约翰就让他的门徒就去问耶稣，你到底是不是救主啊？你到底是不是弥赛亚？还是我要等别人呢？
So that basically make John the Baptist a little confused. He sent his disciple to ask Jesus, are you really the one I'm waiting for? I'm trying to become a pioneer for that person. Or should I wait for somebody else?
那个时候施洗约翰在监牢里，他肯定没有睡得香甜了，他有疑惑，他有不安，我第二天就要被砍头了，耶稣啊，你为什么没有看到你拯救啊？
And so I think at that time, Peter, John the Baptist couldn't sleep soundly, I guess, because second day I'm going to be executed, and Jesus, why are you not saving me?
当然我们知道施洗约翰是伟大的信徒，耶稣说凡妇人所生的没有大过他的。
Of course we know John the Baptist is the great prophet and Jesus said all the people who are born of a woman are not, no one is greater than him.
但是耶稣又讲一句话，在天国里呢，那小孩子怎么样，最小的都比施洗约翰。
But Jesus also said, but in the kingdom of heaven the smallest will be great thanJohn the Baptist.
那这个时候我觉得彼得更像那个小孩子，第二天就要被杀死，他睡得像小孩子一样的，像个婴孩一样的，仿佛还睡在妈妈的怀里。
In this moment I thought Peter is like a little children because in this moment he just slept soundly and like an infant slept and sleep in my mother's
所以简单的说就是彼得面对他的死亡非常的淡然，非常的平安，就面对他的死亡。
So put a simple way, Peter actually faces death is very much in a peace.
所以从这个角度来看，就是彼得跟雅各没有区别，没有区别，他们面对自己的死亡都是非常淡然的。
So from this point of view, actually Peter and James actually is no difference. When they face death, they are all in peace.
他们都其实都预备好了。
Because they all prepared.
那么我们都知道，对于彼得会最后怎么死呢？耶稣基督事实上是早就告诉彼得了。
Of course, for how the Peter was going to die, Jesus actually already told him.
那么当耶稣从死里复活，耶稣去寻找他的这些失散的门徒。那么耶稣三次问彼得：“你爱我吗？你爱我吗？”
So when Jesus resurrected from death, he go out looking for his disciples. So when they find them, in one occasion, Jesus actually asked Peter three times, "Do you love me?"
然后彼得就说：“主啊，我爱你，我爱你。”三次。
And Jesus answered, Peter answered them three times, "Yes, Jesus, I love you."
然后耶稣就对彼得说：“我实在告诉你，你年少的时候自己束上带子，随意往来；但年老的时候，你要伸出手来，别人要把你束上，带你到不愿意去的地方。”耶稣说这话是指着彼得要怎样死，荣耀神说了这话，就对他说：“你跟从我吧。”
And after that, Jesus actually told Peter how he would die. He said, "When you're young, you can go everywhere you want, but when you're getting older, people will take you against your will, take you to a place you don't want to go." And Jesus basically said, "You would die in that way to glorify God." But Jesus followed up with one sentence, said, "No matter what, follow me."
所以呢，很多圣经学者就认为，就在那一天晚上，就是彼得被关押的那天晚上，彼得就想起耶稣说的话，彼得就说：“好了，现在就是这时候了，终于等到这一天了，我要荣耀神的名了，我要被杀了。”
So a lot of biblical scholars think that interpret or imagine that Peter at that night in the prison.He remembered what Jesus told him in the scripture we just read, and he said, "Oh, okay, that's the moment I'm going to glorify God."
所以呢，就是彼得跟雅各，他一个是雅各被杀，一个是看上去彼得被救，但事实上他们都是一样的人。他们一样在什么地方？就是说，我们在这个世上，我要完成上帝给我的使命。只要这个使命完成了，无论我多活一天、少活一天，都是好的。
So whether James or Peter, they are in the same situation. They aimed at complete the mission that God gave to them in this world. As long as I complete the mission of God gave to me, then that's fine. Whether I live one more day or live less days, one day less, it's fine.
就是有一句很著名的话哈，叫做 "Every man will do his duty."
There's a kind of famous saying: "Everyone will expect everyone do his duty."
对，前面他说，前面呢，其实他说什么？英格兰期望 "Every man will do his duty."
That basically is a British admiral Nelson said in a big battle.He asked his flagship to give the sign. So in this battle, England expect everyone do his duty.
那么这是一场就是18世纪初期啊，1805年，英国人要打一场非常关键的战争，海非常关键的战争。
Yeah, this is happened in the 18th century. The British going to fight England, going to fight a huge battle.
然后他们的这个司令呢？就在上阵之前就打出这个信号，所有的这个他们的舰队都可以看到，他们用旗子来表达。那个时候没有无线电，所以这句话就打这个信号，就说所有人要完成他的使命。
So basically, before the battle, the Nelson, the admiral basically let his flagship to give the sign, meaning sign language, meaning England expect everyone do his duty.
那最后怎么样呢？这个司令死了。阵亡了，这是他最后的遗言了。然后呢，差不多快500个英国士兵海军死亡。
And in the end, this battle, this admiral Nelson actually died of the battle, and about 500 soldiers died of this battle as well.
就485人啊，快500。但同时呢，当时法国和西班牙的舰队全军覆没，就是。差不多15000人以上，就是要么阵亡，要么就被俘。
And of course, at the same time, the enemy actually at that time, the French and Spain, a fleet are completely destroyed.
就从那以后，100年，接下来100多年，英国海军处于没有人敢挑战的位置。
So after that, more than 100 years, is no one would dare to challenge England's navy.
那么所以很多很多讲英语的人都熟悉这句话，就是每一个人要完成他的使命。
So in the English language world, everyone, a lot of people familiar with this saying, expect everyone to do his duty.
是的，每个人的人生在这个世界上，你是有你的使命要完成的。
Yes, everyone in our life, we have our missions, we have our duties.
但是我们要说，并不是所有的使命都值得你去牺牲你自己，值得你去一生都投入到其中。
But one thing I want to say is not every mission, not every duty is worthy you put your whole life.
我们都知道这个希腊的亚历山大，他是伟大的统帅，结果他死了之后，他让人把他放到棺材里，棺材两边扣个洞，他两个手从棺材洞里伸出来。
We know the Alexander the Great, from Greek, and he's a great general. And but when he died, he asked people put him in a coffin, but make a two hole of the coffin. He can extend put his both hand outside.
他为什么要这样做呢？他就让所有世上的人都看到，像他这样伟大的统帅、伟大的君王，死的时候怎么样？两手空空。
He said that you want to do this to show this world, the people like him, the Greek king and the Greek general, the time he died, he still went with his empty hand.
所以他其实跟所罗门王讲同样的话，他把他的一生投入到使命当中，他的名言就是我看见我来了，我征服，是不是？结果又怎样呢？两手空空。
And he just like King Solomon, he basically shows he go with empty hand. His famous saying is, I see, I come, and I conquer. But in the end, he want to show the world. He left with empty hand.
今天很多的时候我们会说，啊，我的人生使命是这个，我的人生使命是那个。但是很多很多的人生使命，最后让你知道你是两手空空。
Today we have a lot of duty, a lot of mission we want to accomplish, but all those duty and mission finally leads us to a situation where when we leave this world, we leave empty-handed.
我们人生只有一个使命，值得我们去付出我们的一生，就是上帝，我们的造物主，造我们的上帝给我们的人生使命。
And we have only one mission and duty that worthy us to put our life.To it, that is the duty or mission that God gave us.
那这个使命就是荣耀神，归荣耀给神。
And that mission or that duty is glorify God.
那么对于我们这些信靠耶稣来说，更加具体的一点就是，我们在这世上遵行大使命，传福音给万民听，见证耶稣基督的名，让万民做主耶稣的门徒。
And put it more specific, or those who trust Jesus Christ, what do we really need to carry out the great commission that Jesus gave to us? Preach the gospel to the end of the world and make everybody become disciple of Jesus Christ.
所以我鼓励今天在座的年轻人要思考我的人生使命是什么。
So I encourage the young man here, we sit here, what is my mission here? Mission of my life.
我怎样完成神所赋予我的我的人生使命
？How do I complete that mission that God gave to me？
那么在座的年长的弟兄姊妹也不要偷懒，也要思想我的人生使命是什么
？And for those old, do not be lazy. We still need to think about what is my mission of my life.
摩西八十岁的时候，上帝呼召他，给他新的人生使命，让他带领以色列人出埃及进迦南。八十岁
，Moses 80 years old.God called him, gave him a new mission, take the Israelites out of Egypt.
加勒八十五岁的时候，主动地说：“我要去跟巨人征战，我要夺回那应许之地。”八十五岁。
Caleb was 85 years old, and he asked for the land that he can fight with the giant.
蔡耀明弟兄、亮华姊妹马上要来到我们教会退休会当中的这一位夫妻，告诉大家，七十多岁了。
And brother and sister Tai, who would be our speaker for this coming retreat, they are 70 years or older.
上帝带领他们，他们在以前的服事当中退休，但是上帝带领他们，让他们马上进入一个新的福音工厂，去到新的国家。七十多岁的人，他们要开始学习新的语言。
And they retire from their original, the current mission field.But God leads them to a new mission field, and 70 years old or older, they start to learn a new language.
我记得上一次蔡明弟兄廖华姊妹来到我们当中的时候，他们给我们讲一个事情啊，很有意思，就是他们去做这个心理测试啊。这个廖华姊妹发现她的心理年龄好像只有18岁还是25岁，大家有没有人记得？反正就是很年轻。
I remember last time when they speak to us, I think Sister Liao said about one thing about herself. One time she went to do a psychiatric test about the age of a psychiatric age. And the test result is like only 18 or 25 years old. So basically it's very young.
然后当然了，蔡耀明弟兄也是的，就是七十多岁人，但是他的心理年龄一测很年轻。
And the same as the brother Tai and the same way, basically they are, and if the physical age is old, but psychiatrically they are very young.
其实我一直在给他们夫妻打广告，大家我真的希望大家都来看一下他们夫妻，非常非常可爱，非常非常可爱。廖华姊妹更可爱一些。
So I've been advertised for them for the retreat, and I hope that everyone come to the retreat can see them. They are very lovable brothers and sisters.
我完全相信他们的心理年龄就是那么年轻的。你如果还有印象，你记得他们眼里的那个光，真的就是像小孩子一样的。
And I 100% believe they are very young and spiritually. And if you look at their eye, they're kind of shining.
他们为什么这么喜乐呢？为什么时间对于他们来说就像谎言一样不存在呢？
Why they are so joyful? Why it seems time ceased to exist for them?
因为他们在完成他们的人生使命呢。
Because they are keeping pursuit to complete their mission.
他们在完成上帝所给他们的人生使命。
They pursue to complete the mission that God gave to them.
他们没有浪费，没有枉费，没有虚度。他们每一分钟，无论是去这个国家，去那个国家，学这个语言，学那个语言，他每一分钟都在用在上帝托付他的使命当中。
Because everything, every moment, went to this country, learned this language, and whatever they do, they are in the process of complete the mission that God gave to them.
他们当然开心了。
Of course, this joyful thing.
这是丰盛的生命。
And this abundant life.
这是喜乐，这是自由的生命，就是一生的使命，一生的生命都投入在神所托付我的人生使命当中。
This is the abundant life. It's a life with freedom and joy. And this is the life that we devoted to complete the mission that God gave us.
好，我们最后一起起来读两处圣经的经文。这个经文呢稍微长一点，那么如果身体不舒服的可以坐着读哈。
In closing, let's stand up and read the scripture. And it's kind of a little long, so if you're not comfortable physically, you can sit there to read.
好，我们先一起来读罗马书十四章七节到八节，七节起。我们没有一个人为自己活，也没有一个人为自己死。我们若活着，是为主而活；若死了，是为主而死。所以我们或活或死，总是主的人。啊，我们再来读提摩太前书的六章第七节到第十六节，啊，第七节起，因为我们没有带什么到世上来，也不能带什么去，只要有衣有食，就当知足。但那些想要发财的人，就陷在迷惑，落在网罗和许多无知有害的私欲里，叫人沉在败坏和灭亡中。贪财是万恶之根，有人贪恋钱财，就被引诱离了真道，用许多愁苦把自己刺透了。但你这属神的人，要逃避这些事，追求公义、金钱、信心、爱心、忍耐、温柔。你要为真道打那美好的仗，持定永生。你为此被召，也在许多见证人面前已经做了那美好的见证。我在叫万物生活的神面前，并在向本丢比拉多做过那美好见证的基督耶稣面前嘱咐你，要守这命令，毫不玷污，无可指责，直到我们的主耶稣基督显现。到了日期，那可称颂独有全能的万王之王、万主之主，就是那独一不死、 住在人不能靠近的光里，是人未曾看见，也是不能看见的，要将它显明出来。但愿尊贵和永远的全能都归给他。阿们。好，我们再来读几处经文哈，大家再好。好，我们一起从十二节，我们再读一遍哈，十二节起。你要为那真道打那美好的仗，持定永生。你为此被遭，也在许多见证人面前已经做了那美好的见证。好，我们就读这一句，我们一起来祷告。
Let's pray。
我们在天上的阿爸父，我们感谢你，赞美你。
Heavenly Father, we thank you, praise you.
求你加添我们的信心、热心和爱心。
We thank you, we ask you to give us the faith and the passion.
无论我们是年轻的，无论我们是年纪年长，甚至年纪老迈的，让我们在这地上不多的日子当中。
Whether we are young or we are of age.
我们可以为那真道打那美好的仗，我们持定永生。
We can fight a good fight for the truth.
因为这就是神召我们来所赋予我们的人生的使命。
And this is the mission and duty that God called us and gave it to us.
愿神加添我们的信心和力量，让我们每一个人都完成我们人生的使命。
May God add us the strength and faith that we can all accomplish the duty and the mission that God gave to us.
我们这样的祷告，奉主耶稣基督圣名。
Such a prayer in the name of Christ.
Amen. 好，弟兄姊妹，请坐。